A Savior Who Is Also My Friend, a devotion for Maundy Thursday. Jesus said, I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. John 15:15. Piglet sidled up to Pooh from behind. Pooh, he whispered. Yes, Piglet? Nothing, said Piglet, taking Pooh's paw. I just wanted to be sure of you. A.A. Milne's story, starring Winnie the Pooh, captures something utterly charming in the friendship between Pooh and Piglet, always simple, never superficial. In these lonely, superficial times, when the quality of a quote-unquote friend is measured in likes, how many people know what friendship is or what it looks like? How many broken souls have never known the transformative power of a single wholesome companionship? Does this thing we call true friendship even exist? That someone should care to know you, sit with you when you're sad, run when you call? Is there anyone who sticks? These aren't our natural inclinations as children of the fall. Among the many astonishments, when the King of the universe appeared among us in human skin, here is a different sort of surprise. Along the way to saving the world, the Son of God made friends. The word servant is no longer big enough. In a stunning condescension, Almighty God revealed himself as a friend, that special sort of friend who tells you things, who whispers things in your ear. He doesn't want you to be left in the dark. He lets you in on his business. He trusts you with his beautiful secrets, what he's up to in the world. Jesus said, everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. He crossed a space we cannot comprehend just to tell you this. God has a friendly heart. It's Maundy Thursday. On this day, Jesus washed his disciples' feet. So this is what it looks like. He passed out the bread and wine, his body and blood, your forgiveness. So this is the sound and taste of it. He is my Lord, but not this alone. The King of the universe is my friend. So simple, so beyond all understanding. Friendship. So there is such a thing. There is a way for the friendless to know what the word means, a way for my soul to be sure of him. Greater love has no one than this, Jesus said, than to lay down one's life for one's friends. We pray. Jesus, you call me to more than service toward you. You call me into the very friendship of God. There are no words. Amen.